Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Rosé All Day. It's just a glass of ice cold rosé. Your favorite rosé. Drop a cherry in that thing and enjoy some rosé. I love a good glass of rosé.
Me too. I like to drink it all summer.
I think we're actually drinking that today.
We are. It's a little sparkly. Welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
Still a little sniffly. Aww. This shit sucks. Like, I feel like I need to go see what's going on with my sinuses. Do I need a surgery?
I was going to ask you, would you ever get your nose reconstructed if they said that it would help your sinuses? I've seen girls do that, where it's so bad that they're just like, I got my nose done. And I don't know if it's a lie or if it really works.
People would be lying. But it... Sometimes you do have to if it's fucked up, you know? I would. But it's like, who am I going to go to? Because if you got to get like a good cosmetic surgeon.
Because you can't come in here with no Michael Jackson nose. And I love Mike.
But not that nose.
Yeah.
And I don't want a Braxton nose either.
And I wonder why all the Jacksons then followed his nose. They was like, give me my brother's nose.
I don't know. I guess to look like a family unit. Mm. But I don't like a lot of those people's nose. The only person who I know who has a nose job that I like Lala's new nose.
She has a new nose?
She been had that new nose. That ain't the MTV VJ nose.
Nene's nose looks not okay.
That was not on my list. The other person, Kelly Rowland.
That's, she got her nose done?
Yeah, a long time ago.
She announced it?
She said something about it.
Wow. I don't think I would say anything if I got my nose done. Fuck y'all. This is my nose.
Well, yeah, I feel you, but you're going to see it. But I'm going to be like, no, I didn't. Contouring. Is that what Chloe used to say? It was just contouring. That's what everybody says.
Chloe.
Or I had a deviated septum. But what I don't like about the nose jobs is when they change the nostrils. I'm fine with my nostrils the way that they are. I don't want that. So hopefully it doesn't have to go to that. Hopefully I can just get some medication or something, or I don't know, because I'm sick of it. I feel like this year it has been the worst and I'm tired of it. I can't be sounding like this all the time.
I don't think you sound bad. You kind of sound like Beyonce.
Oh. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I'm tired of sniffling. Anyway, what you been up to?
Fall season has arrived.
This girl got on her Halloween clothes.
It's just a bunch
October
of hocus
7th.
Pocus. Let me ask you something, Kiki.
What
is your favorite classic Halloween movie? Is it Hocus Pocus? I understand if it is. Is it Halloween Town?
Probably Hocus Pocus. I don't really be watching Halloween movies.
You don't watch Halloween movies? Like, even like Michael Myers.
I've never seen that.
Chucky. Hold on, wait a minute.
I've never seen it.
We've never seen any of the Halloweens with Jamie
Halloween?
Lee Curtis? Wow, you learned something
Why
new.
Why would I watch that as
it's
a kid?
It's a classic. The old ones with Jamie Lee, a young Jamie Lee with her perfect bell bottoms and the tucked in jean shirt. She had great outfits in this. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you've never seen Halloween. Now we have to have a movie night, a scary movie night. We watch Halloween.
Girl, I don't know about that now. I like American Horror Story, the TV series.
Oh, ew.
You don't like American Horror Stories? Have you watched this season?
I ain't watched no season.
But they're all different.
I don't like it.
Excuse me. American Horror Story is good. And if y'all are watching the current season, please DM me so we can talk about
it.
Are you scared
just watching seasons?
Some seasons are scary. Like, I'm scared of ghosts. I'm scared of the dark type scary. This one is just more weird and creepy because of the premise of this season. But yeah, it's scary sometimes. And it comes on at 10 o'clock at night. So I wait until the morning. I get scared. A lot of scary movies I'm scared of. I tried to watch Poltergeist as a child. Fuck that. I never watched all of Chucky.
Chucky was scary, but I've seen all of them.
I watched Problem Child. That little boy was bad, and that was scary.
Girl, that is a comedy, bro.
That little boy was bad, and then those roaches came out of everywhere. Oh, hell no. That was a nightmare.
That just makes me think you're scared of little white kids.
I am. dress up. I wanted Walker to dress up like Chucky and I could be the bride of Chucky. I really be trying to dress Walker up like he is my son. And when I had that ginger wig, y'all, I wanted to take a picture together and we never got one. And I'm very upset. So whenever this come out, I gotta run
back.
Let me
ask you something. Are you going to dress up this year for Halloween? I'm not sure if you be dressing up for Halloween. You know I do every year.
I was a nurse last year, a sexy nurse.
Oh, you Andrea. Mm-hmm. Y'all's little
thotty nurses. Yep. I was delivering sheet orgasms. I don't know what she was delivering. Probably heartbreak.
Pussy.
We went and found our costumes, obviously, at a stripper store.
Did y'all really?
Yeah.
They were really cute.
Thank you. I still have it. I was going to put it on and, like, do, like, some campaigns. But then I was like, I don't got makeup on this shit already. But, yeah, I'm going to dress up. I don't know what I want to be. I would really like to do a couple's costume, but I don't have a man. So.
Me neither. But I did the costume that I am going to be. It does require somebody else. So, I'm just going to pick somebody. A nigga's out here wanting to be pursued and shit. So, maybe I'll just buy his gift and be like, hey, baby, happy Halloween.
You give gifts for Halloween?
No, I don't.
What is happening?
I don't know. Apparently now you gotta buy niggas.
Who?
Me.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss. I am really sorry because that is really sad. Ghetto.
I just want a man, like a traditional man that does all the things, you know.
Maybe you need to get a time machine and go back. And get one of those old school niggas. I don't know if they're around anymore. Or you might have to go to, like,
the Gulf.
Tyler, Texas. You have to go to a small place, I think. Did you say the Gulf?
The golf course. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, the golf course.
And just get a white man. I feel like white people don't have these types of discussions.
That's a lie.
It's a lie?
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I am around white people sometimes.
Really?
That's a lie.
I've never seen it.
Whatever. Yeah. There are some of my family and then some other people have people that they're around. I talk to them. We have these conversations. But yeah, it depends.
The conversation that we're talking about, because I know we didn't really say what we were talking about. The conversation that we're talking about is when the man starts saying, hey, when are you going to front up some money and pay for some dates and get me a present?
Well, I was really talking about just like being more traditional. Like some of them are traditional. All of them are not. I think it's all, well, I don't know, because you be dating them old men.
And that's why I date the old men, because that's their, that is what they're used to. And I'm trying
you need
to date
younger.
Our age, and I can't do it.
I really think
this nigga talking about, well, you gonna pursue me? No!
I think you need to date someone in the 38 to 39
age. He's 38.
Age. Well, not him, someone okay. else. But I think 38 is a good closer to you age. That's not too old. Because the other thing is, with these older men, sometimes they be playing around too much and they're going to toy with your feelings. And you do want something real. We don't have time for your old-ass midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. Because in a minute, people going to start getting really angry. And in 5 years, she's going to have a gun. And we saw last week what's going to happen with this. So do you really want to lose your ankle and your ear and have to live like that? Because it's not going to be a fatal wound. I can guarantee you it's not. You might have a window busted out or your dog is dead, something else. But, like, yeah, you might just get grazed, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I just really can't wait to see the men that we end up with.
And they
got to
be raised right.
That's the part right there.
Maybe you need to see someone who is, like, doing something for the community, right?
Nope.
Why? I never tried that. I thought it was a good idea. No, why not? I don't mean community service because he
okay,
got a ticket.
Okay, because I thought you meant, like, he didn't have anything else to do with his life, so then he was like, I opened up a community center.
No. I mean, like, he truly cares to give back. Maybe he has, like, I don't know. What is it called? An endowment fund. Maybe that's too old. Okay. Never mind. We're going back too old. I don't know what to tell you, girl. I'm sorry.
I don't either, Kiki. I don't know what to tell me either. Mm. And neither does my dad. Like, I asked all the men. I even called Carlos. And I was like, what do you think about this? A man wanted to be pursued.
And what he
said. Yes, I called my ex and said, what do you think about this new way of dating? He said, I think that's really corny. He said, I've just never gotten to the point where no matter how many dates I took a woman on, I'm like, when are you going to take me on one? He's just not like that. He said, I'm just not like that. He said, but maybe that makes sense in that man's world.
Well, I don't live in that world, and I won't be asking for a ticket there at all. It's giving me hives right now and making my dermatitis act up. It's making me hot all in between my legs and in my butt. It's upsetting. It is upsetting. Yeah, I don't know. I think it does have a lot to do with how you're raised. Because some people are raised to be gentlemen. Like, even I was talking to my brother, and I was like, do you be doing this? Like,
and little things. I'm going to call my brother next, because I do. Mecca was like, ask Dad and Leek how they feel about this. And I do want to ask my brother, are you out here asking girls to pay for their dates?
I'm going
to
ask my stepdaddy, too.
Ask him, because I do, it's because if I am behind in the times, I do want to know. And do I need to now get up to the times? I'm not going to get there, but I do want to know. Am I in the wrong? Am I acting like a spoiled brat?
And, oh well, now I've asked my dad how he feels about this. Now, I don't really take dating advice from him. If you see my vlogs, y'all know that man, he's missing some screws. But he's like, no on the paying thing, like, they need to have it, period, right? But what he does is he doesn't really leave a lot of room for the woman to have a choice in things, which is also something I don't like. Like, you can be in charge, but you can't just be like a control freak. Mm-hmm. He took a woman on a date. He said he allowed her to pick a movie that he didn't want to see, and he was upset about it and told her the only way he was going to go is if they still had to watch his movie. I said, so y'all saw two movies in one day?
That's a lot.
That's a long time. You sit in a movie for 3, 4, 5 hours.
And she did it?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of mouthpiece my daddy got, but women, like, they do a lot. I was out there for his birthday. He was getting all of these deliveries. Like, he told the women, I guess, like, maybe he said because me and my sister were with him, like, oh, no dates today, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm taking my daughters out, blah, 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 blah. They were sending food from nice restaurants, and he just kept getting these deliveries. You know, you can send it as a gift.
And if you want to do that, cool.
But I'm like,
maybe he moved you to do that.
But that was something that he didn't ask for, is the point. They just wanted to do something.
He liked it.
He did not. So he liked the thought, but he didn't like what they picked out. And then he was complaining, which is a reason why I wouldn't do it. Because I'm going to have an attitude if you're complaining. And I was trying to do something nice and thoughtful. I know your ass can't cook. You burn water. So I'm trying to get you a nice juicy steak from a nice restaurant that will actually deliver. And you say, I can't come over because your girls are here. Well, I'll get it delivered to you. And you complaining about the potatoes because it's loaded and you don't like that. Scoop that shit off. We're going to eat anyway.
Yeah. You know,
just little things like that. So me and Jasmine ate the food. We enjoyed it. It was really good. They picked out some good things. They had dessert in there. She ordered some steaks.
Shout out to
there
that
were
woman.
Scallops. Shrimp, a lobster tail. It was the wrong cut of steak. He said the steak wasn't done enough. My daddy eats well done steak, and it's so embarrassing.
Well done.
Well Maybe done.
Maybe scooting the plate in the night.
No, so he usually gets a filet and gets it butterfly, so it won't be tough. But it's like damn near. And so when I did the last Houston vlog, he was complaining. He was like, "This looks like they just chopped the cow out back." I said, "So it's fresh, and that's a problem." Like, what? But yeah, he eats well done steak.
Oh, daddy.
But yeah, different strokes for different folks. I am curious to know what my brother does. I'm gonna ask
my brother too. I want to know.
We talked about dating, and he does not like for women to be doing too much for him. He likes to do it.
I mean,
so I don't know where this boy came from.
North Carolina.
Oh, and, hell no. You should have let it.
Sixth Bay came from North Carolina. And I'm thinking maybe that's the maybe that is like the problem. Uh-uh. Like,
sorry, North Kakalaki. We not fucking with the men from there because I don't know what is in the water.
Because what is y'all doing?
Is it too much lead, magnesium or something? Is it messing with your brains? That man who told me to humble myself, that's where he was from. Oh, I said that on Patreon.
And I think
yeah.
that they're just used to, this is how I feel, and no shade to nobody in North Carolina. I feel like the women in North Carolina are very humble and nice and not outspoken women, and they're just like, I'm so thankful to get this man in my life.
You and sound like Gone with the Wind. Let's give in Savannah, Georgia. What about North Carolina? I saw this meme today. I think Bree posted it. And a lot of people actually posted it, now that I think about it, but it was like, a lot of these men expect women these days to do every damn thing alone because they watch their mama do it and struggle, and that's what they expect
I'm
of us.
I'm here to tell you, baby boy, I
and
am not your
North
mama.
And North Carolina man said that to me, and he was like, well, my mom did everything without asking for any help. And I said, and she was probably so miserable.
So miserable.
And he was like, she was fine. You're her child.
You don't know the what that woman was going through. The mother is not going
to show
through.
You the pain. She wants to show you love. So good job for her. And
shout out to her.
She had to, but did she want to? Hell no. And nobody wants to do life alone.
I'm not your mama.
And if you need a mama, call her.
Please. And you can even tell her to send me some of the recipes that she made for you. I'll do that part. But like some of the other things that you are wanting, I'm not going to do. So please, can we just get on the same page? Because I do like you.
This grown-ass man told me he was moving, right? So I was like, oh, have you packed? And he was like, no, I'm going to pack and clean when my mom gets here. Like, she always helps me move. Aren't you 40? Your mom about to come help you pack. How old is she? Is she not tired? Didn't she just have surgery? Yeah, but she just always does it. Like, that's my mom. I said, oh.
Can I tell you what I did? And this was probably real goofy. So recently, I did meet somebody's mama. And we were there at the mama house. Mm-hmm. And
did they have food?
All I could think about was Instagram. This is why sometimes I hate social media. There is really a bug just flying around, thriving off of what?
It's
I don't know.
It's a gnat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where did gnats even come from?
The drain, I think.
Oh.
Pits of hell.
They're ghetto, and he is... Leroy! get your
ass.
Because that's what he's trying to get, I feel like, that fruit. He's like, that's my land. Mm-hmm. So... I'm at the mom's house with the man that I do like. I want to make this very clear that I like this man. That's why I'm giving so many chances, because I'm trying to make sure that I am not a spoiled brat, even though I told y'all in my past life I was royalty and I shouldn't even be doing this, but whatever, I am. We're sitting on the couch. We're watching the game. It reeks of cigarettes.
Ooh.
And
you're at the mom's house.
When you come around the family, you can't be like, what did y'all do? You just can't do that with black families. You can't. I dare you to come in there and be like, can y'all put your cigarettes out? They're going to be like, bitch.
I need to know before I get there so I can decline.
I didn't know that. And
don't you feel like that's something you should tell somebody? Imagine if you just got your hair done.
I don't think men think about that. A woman would.
Men think about that. If you know your mama smokes cigarettes... Or your sister or whoever, like, hey, give a warning, because that shit stays in our hair.
For weeks. And if I just got my hair, now I gotta go get it redone.
Yeah.
So we're sitting on the couch watching the game. And his mom's like, the food's ready. Baby, what you want me to put on your plate? And instantly, I just saw an Instagram post that was like, plate fixing 101. You make the plate. And I looked at him and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a test. Your mom is literally, she's basically squaring up with me right now, my nigga. And I'm whispering in his ear, I'm like, your mama is squaring up right now. Like, what you gonna do? And I was like, I'm gonna pass this test. And I got up and I was like, oh my God, I got it. And I was like, what do you want on your plate? You want salt? You want pepper? You're a king. What do you want? You need a fork? You want a steak knife, butter knife? You want a roll?
What was y'all eating?
It was so much. You know, country folks be cooking. Bitch, there was steak. There was hamburgers. There
for
was a pork
a game
chop.
Night?
I don't know if it was because I was there or not, but it was so much food. Uh-huh. There was salad that was covered in ham. Covered in ham. I don't eat pork, and I couldn't even bring it to them to say, I don't eat pork. I was just like, thank you. Thanks. And I was like, no. She was like, I'm going to get his plate. I was like, no, ma'am. I got it. Because I was just trying to pass the Instagram test. I got it. I was like, give me the tray, fork, knife, pepper, salt.
Need a tray
I was like,
for all that?
You want... hot sauce or you want A1? Would you barbecue? Do you want cheese on your hamburger? This nigga had a hamburger and a steak. And I went out there and I was just looking at him like, you better be glad we're in this country. I was like, I would not fucking, here you go. What else do you need? A napkin? He's like, a napkin.
Sweet tea?
Let me get you want some apple cider vinegar or malt? And I passed the test though. I passed that motherfucking test.
I would have failed that test because let me tell you something. When you said that the mama said, baby, what you want on your plate, I would have thought she was talking to me. And I said, are the wings crispy?
Oh, there was wings too.
I know it was. She probably had some Rotel dip too, huh?
There was dip. There was everything you could think. But
can I get
Kiki? But I knew she wasn't talking to me. And I knew that she knew I knew she wasn't talking to me. It was a test that I was not going to fail.
Well, I was going to fail that. I know if I was in that situation, because it's like, your mama's still fixing your plate? Oh, hell no. This is not a match made in heaven. This is not ordained by the Lord. I got to go. We can watch this game.
I took him the plate, and I said, here you go, my king. Do you need anything else before anyone else sits down to eat their food? Because
you really said that?
I really said that. And his mom didn't hear me, but I looked at him. I was like, anything else that you need before we all indulge? What else do you need?
You know what?
You want me to wash your hands for you? Your feet, my nigga?
He'd probably be like, yeah, I hope you didn't ask that.
You want me to braid your hair? Remember the Mario video? Braid my hair? What do you want?
He might have wanted you to shave and clip that facial hair. They do that at, like, my grandma, my dad's mom. When we went to her house last time, they were already cooking a meal for him that he had requested. And it's like, he eats first. And I'm like, y'all not gonna fix your daddy's plate? Are his legs broke? Hell no.
Fuck that nigga. Like, first
no,
of all,
I'm not fixing his plate. You got it. He should be fixing your plate.
And so the audacity still of this main nigga, even though I said I'm not even gonna bring him up on the show, I hope he don't listen. Because the audacity for you to still be trying me like I'm using you.
This is the same
I
way.
I haven't asked you to pay a bill. I ain't asked you to get some shit fixed on my car. I ain't asked you to get my hair done. I ain't even asked you for these dates. And the dates aren't even that great, my nigga. We're not going to steak houses. We're going to regular ass places. And I'm not trying to sound entitled. But bro, you're acting entitled.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate it. The things that you did, because the things that he did, if I did it, I would be considered crazy.
Well,
I would
be considered doing too much. Y'all could be crazy in
love. You just sprung your mama up on me, my nigga. And I made the plate. If I did it though, Kiki, if we did that shit to a nigga, it's you doing too much. But I roll with the punches because I do like you and I see the value in you, but I feel like you don't see the value in me. And so maybe I do need to send you this episode and let you know, my nigga, bro. In the past life, I was motherfucking Princess Brianna. And I'm not about to play with you. Like, this is just, it's been taken too far. And I don't know why I'm not telling you this to your face, but I'm telling you tomorrow.
Oh, well, there we go. That whole fixing the plate Twitter conversation.
The test is real. And I really
now, I will
like,
say this. When I invite people over, I'll fix everybody's plate.
And you do.
Yeah. I'll fix a man's plate and stuff, but it's like when you're giving me, you trying to Twitter
it's the
test
pressure.
Me. I don't like that. I don't like it one bit. Fix my plate.
Fix my life. How about that? Iyanla, fix my motherfucking life, nigga. Fuck a plate.
But you know what? When somebody does treat you well and they give you the respect and they treat you like a queen, it makes you want to do those things. When you act like you're demanding it or I don't know what other way you might be acting, but any other way, but treating me with the utmost respect, it doesn't make me want to do it. But when you treat me really special, I want to treat you special back. So, like, maybe y'all should, instead of dropping hints all the time, drop the hints by showing the actions because we notice it because it's not that common. So when you go above and beyond to make sure that I'm comfortable, that I feel like chivalry is not dead everywhere, just most places, like, that feels good. Do you know, like, little things? The door. Opening of the door. I walk
the
fast.
The car door and the establishment door.
Okay.
The home door and the other door. The doors. There's all
this
types
is so
of doors.
Hard? Like, what's the problem? If you know I'm coming over, you invited me here. I did not break in this time. You should have something there for me. When you come to my place, if you are so special, I'm going to make sure that I have nice accommodations for you. I want it to be comfortable for you. Why y'all don't be doing that?
And another thing I just want to say, like men, these new age men that I really don't like, that I'm trying to, y'all want bitches to like do the things for you, but it's like, why? Why are we doing them for you just for you to shut us down? When you guys do them for us, most 9 times out of 10, you're getting some pussy out of it, and that's what you want. I'm not doing this for dick. If I want to get some...
I am. All right.
I'm not. Like, if I
want more than that, but I want that too.
But what I'm saying is,
dick
you are never going to be like, I'm cooking for him in hopes to get dick because you don't even have to do
that. Yeah,
you could just text the nigga, I want some dick tonight. He's coming. You don't have to. You're not the prize. No matter how much men nowadays are trying to be like, and I'm the prize too. No, the fuck you're not, my nigga. And I don't mean any disrespect when I say that, but you're just not the prize. And traditionally, that's just not how it goes. And that's one of those things that's going to stick. You are not the prize. There's so many dicks out here.
If you're gonna say you're the prize, you're not the prize.
We know the prize when we see it. Yeah, you know the prize when you see it. You're not the prize, my nigga. You're just not. And I dare you to ask, get your mom and your daddy in the room if you can, and ask them who is the prize. And let your daddy say, I'm the prize. You're going to punch that nigga in his throat. No, you're not. Your mom is. All the shit that she did for you. The things that women have to go through with men after this easy phase, this is easy. This dating portion, you're paying for dates. For sex, it's easy. And should we get past that and go through the real shit? The women most of the time get the shit end of the stick. So fuck you.
I promise y'all, I thought this was happy wine. I didn't realize it was spicy like that. You know, sometimes you just gotta get it off your chest.
You
gotta
get it off your chest and say it with your chest, nigga. I'm just saying it with my chest. I am very much happy, but I'm just sick of people.
Are you sure?
This is going to be one of those in the comments. They're going to be like, I love when y'all are drunk. We're not drunk.
Not yet. Yeah, no, not today. But my eyes are kind of low. Sometimes I feel like when I'm looking at pictures of me or the videos, I'm like, I look high.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, my God.
But I'm not. I don't know. These things need to open. I don't know. Maybe I'm tired. That's why I bought coffee today.
But I don't know if you know it or not, but we didn't even do weird sex.
I know. We had to say some things. All right. It's a real short story. It's somebody else trifling from Florida that I'll tell you about for weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury.
Like dessert.
Yeah.
A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
All right, so this crazy motherfucker, where is it? Oh, this was a Florida story. Y'all, this man has been getting up literally at the crack of dawn, driving through the tolls in Florida. First of all, this is going to cost you money. To show his little pecker.
Little?
Well, I think if you got to go show the toll booth workers, nobody wants to look at it, it's probably little. I don't know. And even if it's not, like, why are you subjecting these people to this? So every day he's, like, coming through, and he'll drive through a few times, and he'll be naked and, like, expose himself to the toll booth workers.
Sir.
For no reason. Anyway, Anthony Filia, I don't know. He got a weird spell name. Anyway, his grown ass is 40 fucking one doing this shit like a child. So he's facing multiple charges of indecent exposure. So every That's time he showed his pecker to somebody, that was another charge. He got booked and he's being held on a $12,500 bond. It really sounds like some mental health issues, but he might just be a perv. Thomas told me he was on the train and he had to, like, help this woman. Huh?
Why do I feel like this is about to be ridiculous?
It's not ridiculous, but it's similar to this. This man, so he did have mental health issues. Obviously, he had escaped from a hospital because he still had on the robe. And I don't know what the temperature is like in Chicago, but, like, I'm sure it's dropping and it was probably a little chilly. Anyway, he was on the train and he was sitting next to a lady with distressed jeans like you. And he starts rubbing on her leg and, like, pulling his shit out to show it on the fucking train. So Thomas had to intervene, and he was like, you know, I really didn't want to because, like...
I appreciate him for doing that.
Yeah, and I said, well, thank goodness somebody was there to help the girl out. But, like, that is crazy. Could you imagine?
No. 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 Being sexually assaulted on the train. I'd be like... I'm going to scream and fall out.
Mm-hmm. And then you're just there by yourself. You don't know if somebody's going to have your back. Like, Thomas didn't know that lady. But shout out to Thomas.
Shout out to Thomas for doing that.
Yeah, anyway, that was a weird sex story I saw online. If you guys have any, please keep sending them to me. I really appreciate them. Some of them I'd be like, y'all sending this to me. Do y'all skip weird sex? Because I already did that one. So many people sent me the story with the super glue in the dick. The man super glued his, the hole in his little pee-pee so that he didn't get...
That's painful. Have you ever had a weird personal sex story? I've always been wanting to, just so I can be like, oh, I got a weird sex.
I mean, I embarrass myself, but no, nothing too weird that I can think of. I would love to have one. Well, maybe not live, but that might make for good content.
It might. Now,
But I don't know. I'm kind of scared because I like the crimes. I don't want that. And I've never really been with anybody super kinky. Like, I like to hear the stories and I'm interested to learn more about it, but I'm pretty basic.
Have you ever been with a porn star or someone who auditioned for porn?
What? I don't know if anybody's ever auditioned for porn, but never a porn star. You have, I take it.
Yeah, this is very recent.
Okay.
He auditioned for porn, and I mean, I'm having a dick talks right now, but I'm not going to lie. I feel like how a man feels.
How did that come up in conversation?
Randomly. We were talking about the show, and mm-hmm. that always makes me very nervous, because then I'm like, are you just talking to me because you just want to fuck me? And then you want to just be like, oh, I was fucking Medina from Cocktails, and she'd be lying.
I'm going to start telling them this is a relationship advice show, and it's like therapy.
But what if they go and listen? They're going to be like, bitch, you're lying.
Okay, Ann. I told you don't listen, and you said okay, so you was lying too.
So now what? You download Talkspace and use Cocktail, and let's both learn how to communicate. But you know, he auditioned for porn, and now he is like this very successful businessman. But he said he just did it because he's really good at sex, and he has some porn star friends, and they were like, "Why don't you just do it?" He said he made the audition tape, and then he was like, "What the fuck am I doing?" But that alone made me be like, "Wow, you probably really know how to fuck."
Or your dick is just super big.
Super big. But if you have the confidence to, he did the whole tape, like fucking somebody on tape and like doing whatever you have to do for porn auditions. And now I'm just like, dang, I know I'm doing a dick talks, but I want to be dickmatized by this nigga.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Maybe you just want to try it. But dickmatized, that's going to undo your dick talks.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway. All right. Do you think you're going to be too busy to date?
Yes.
How so?
I think that people should actually say when they're too busy to date, as opposed to trying to date and not let you know, I got a lot of shit going on, and that's why I am not being as, what is the word I'm looking for? When you're available. And it's like, I like you, but they just have a lot going on. And I think that people can definitely be too busy to date, whether it's like you're too busy business-wise, like emotionally, like you just have a lot going on. I think that at our big age, people should express that, because you can ruin something that could maybe blossom into something if you would have just been honest and been like, right now, at this time in my life, I have a lot going on and I cannot make time for you.
What the fuck were you talking to me then? I'm not accepting that bullshit. Don't even speak to me.
Or.
Because I done already plugged you in the wedding.
Or if you meet somebody and they're like, okay, look. Because sometimes this can seem a little bit asshole-ish, but it's really not. If somebody's like, hey, look, I'm traveling a lot this month. I can see you one Sunday out of this October. That's somebody that's too busy to date, but they're letting you know, I really do like you and I want to see you, but this is my only free day.
Okay.
I think you can be too busy to date, but you still want to date because people still want companionship. We're not on this earth to be alone. And I so feel, some people try to squeeze the time in, and you just got to let people know, though, I got a lot going on, but I do like you. I fuck with you.
Who this happened with? Because this was too
funny. A lot of comedians, like people that are. Comedians be trying to hustle.
I have never dated a comedian.
I have. And they be busy as fuck, and they're hustling and trying to, like, even if they are making their money, like, they have to be in all these different places literally night after night.
And like, you can't have anything. I think a lot of people who are entertainers, they need somebody who don't really have too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have stuff going on, but it's like, they don't have to be somewhere. They don't have to be stationary. They can do their thing wherever. Like, maybe they work from mm-hmm. home, or they're a trust fund baby, or they have another nigga who does have money mm-hmm. and can take care of them, because you still don't have none yet. And that's why you hopping around city to city trying to make your shit pop. Yeah, it's tricky. Mm, yeah, I don't think I could date a comedian either.
I can't, and I realize that, because it's just like, and then it's like, you can't also be too busy to date and want to date a woman that like is gonna be quote unquote like a boss. You need somebody who is not gonna be a boss, because you need her to pull up when you want her to pull up. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But you can't be trying to date somebody who she's also trying to work on her dream, because y'all are never gonna see each other.
And I also feel like a lot of times it seems hard to have somebody who is like chasing a dream to be a star of any sort, right? Oh. Like you're a comedian, you can't date. It probably is hard to date another comedian.
Oh my God, because it's like who
or an
are
actress,
we
a singer, because somebody needs to take my pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody has to be okay being in the background. I don't need your ego getting bruised. If we go somewhere, you know me, people know me, nobody knows you, and now you're feeling like you're a failure. Yeah, it might be. And that's why I told you to get another job. But you can't be taking that out on me. I do wonder how those people make it. I think it's better when you don't try that.
I don't. I mean, look, let's look at Kevin Hart. He's just the first person that popped in my head. Or even Dave Chappelle. I feel like you have to have a wife that is, like, gonna be focused on you or the family or the household. And you're gonna make it, so, like, you're gonna take care of all the things, but she's not trying to also have, like, this.
Somebody gotta be in charge of the house.
I mean, if you want it to work and you don't want to be divorced, like, you have to have somebody who's willing to be a quote-unquote housewife and not the Atlanta housewife, not the housewives that they make shows about. I'm talking about a real-ass housewife.
Could you be a housewife?
No. I know I couldn't be a housewife.
What about a real housewife?
Of Atlanta?
Or any city. Beverly Hills, New York.
Like the show housewife.
Yeah, like a character on the show.
They don't even have men in their lives, so like...
The Atlanta ones don't, but the other cities do.
Yeah, no. If we're going to talk about like the housewife in its real sense, like you're staying at home, you're taking care of the kids, and you're doing all the housewife real work, I don't think I can do it. Leroy is still flying around.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because I think that it's very depressing. And when you're growing, when you're young and you don't, like, know people that are married and know actual housewives, like, it seems like it's a glamorous life. Being a mom all the time is very depressing. Being a wife, and that is just, like, your full-time job, mom and wife, going to and fro from the school, cooking dinners, making sure you're there for your husband's accomplishments and doing all those things. To me, that is not a happy life, no matter how much money he has. The women I know that do that, they are addicted to pills, and they are sad. And I can see how that happens.
I thought everybody knew that came with pills or bottles
or
of wine a day.
And so, like, I just don't want that to be my life. I think we all got to have something going on to have, like, a successful household. I want my kids to see both of their parents flourishing.
You still about to have two of them?
Yeah, Apple and Olive. Shout out to
next
them.
Next year?
I hope. In the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that happens. But
maybe
I
should have bought that spell book.
Housewiving, I think, is depressing. And shout out to all the women that do it, because I do think it's a real-ass job. I just don't think it's for me. I think I'll be...
Say how depressing it is, Tinta. Shout out to y'all. I do think it's challenging. Like, that's a hard job. People do try to make it seem like, oh, it's just easy, you don't do shit all day. Have you ever had to fucking babysit?
Oh, my God.
There's no policy on those kids.
You don't get a break. You don't get a break. And the husband comes home and is just like, you don't do nothing. So I still don't have to take the kids.
I'm hungry. I was watching Fried Green Tomatoes.
Tawanda!
Yes. And that man was so fucking ungrateful to her. And she was
trying.
And
that's why they killed his ass.
No, not the old one.
Oh.
But the girl in the present time, like how her husband was, and she was going to those sex classes and trying to lose weight.
Trying to
and cooking
make
his dinner.
Him just see her.
He wanted to watch fucking baseball.
And drink
football,
a beer with
basketball.
His baked beans and bacon.
And his TV tray.
Fuck you.
And his Hungry Man dinner.
Because I also feel like when you decide to be a real traditional housewife, your husband is going to also cheat on you.
What?
He's going to cheat on you.
Why?
Because you're not doing anything that's exciting him. He literally comes home to you with spit up on your shirt. Your hair isn't done. You're not sexy to him anymore. And that's just what happens. And I'm not saying, I get it. You don't have time to even do that. It's a full-time job. You don't get to sleep. You breastfeeding, and depending on how many kids y'all have. Bro, it's a full-time job. I just feel like that nigga cheating. No, I don't want to be no housewife. We both gonna be in this bitch tempting each other. The fuck? Fuck you, nigga. I'm cheating on you too. Fuck you and these kids. Bye. It's Fuck Them Kids Friday. Fuck you and these motherfucking kids. Bye, nigga. And I look good. I got a fat ass.
All right. Or it could be date night Friday. You know, that's what I'm really going for. We can go to the dog park on Sunday because those are the kids we'll have, except for, you know, your every other weekend that you have with your ex-wife. Well, hopefully it's not an ex-wife. Hopefully it's baby mama, because my mama
it's going to be a side chick.
You shut the hell up. Not in my home. We not having that because ain't going to be no spit up. Dog's not spitting up on me. And you think I'm about to push a baby out? Baby, if I'm a housewife.
I love when you say baby.
If I'm a housewife, it's going to be like, yeah, I be at the house and I'm your wife. And yeah, I'm drinking wine. I ain't popping no pills yet. But if it's a baby in this bitch, nanny fee needs to be in here. Somebody got to be here with that baby. Who's going to watch that baby? Who is going to watch that baby?
Whose baby is this?
Because I'm drunk. And my girls, I'm taking them to lunch with your card. The fuck?
And we still look good. What you talking about?
I'm having a dinner party at 7. Somebody needs to get these kids. Where's your mama? Where is she at? She in the in-law suite. I'm just playing. She can't live with us. And my mama show, okay? Oh, my God.
Yeah, a housewife is a huge responsibility that at my big age, I know I want no parts of.
Now, I could be a real housewife of any given city because that's a fun job.
That is fun.
That's a fun job. Like, that's literally what I just said, except we have a camera crew following us around. I could do that. I think it's a great infomercial if you have any businesses because people are going to buy your shit just because you're on TV. Like, I could do that. Yeah. But, yeah, the one, like, American Housewife, have you ever seen that show? It's funny. I think it comes on ABC.
No.
It's a little sitcom. It's called American Housewife. This chick is a housewife. She does the things, but she's kind of like
the depressing things or the bougie things?
The depressing things. But she's kind of like bad mom. Like, she'd be like, fuck these kids. I'm going to breakfast with wine. We're having martinis at breakfast with the rest of the mom. It's a funny show. You should watch it. She just does crazy things. Anyway. I guess that's it. This wasn't even what I was supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
Should your boyfriend pay for the whole tab? Oh, if you and more than two friends are
okay,
out.
Okay, I put that on there because this was another discussion.
Okay.
A friend of mine, a guy friend, was dating a girl. And she stopped talking to him after this. And I did think it was kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
She invited him to a birthday dinner and also thought that he was going to take care of the tab. For everyone at the birthday dinner.
How many people were there?
I don't know. I didn't ask, but there was other niggas there.
Was he a basketball player?
No.
Oh.
She knew he had money, but I still think that it's tacky to assume that someone else is going to take care of the tab. He don't even know these people. He don't even know the birthday person. Why would you think that? But then it brought up another discussion of if you are with your boyfriend or a nigga that you're fucking and you happen to go to dinner and a couple of your girlfriends are there, Kiki, would you expect him to take care of the tab? And if you were if you were the topic in a group chat, would you be embarrassed? Or would you be like, fuck y'all, my nigga don't gotta pay for you?
Okay, if my boyfriend is a drug dealer or a scammer, yes, because that's not even, especially a scammer, that's not even your fucking money. And you go into jail, you need to pay for everybody while you're still out here in the free world. Now, if you're a drug dealer.
If he's a regular, not regular, I mean, like, he's not doing stuff illegal, but does have money.
I feel like if you actually, well, drug dealing is some work, because that's a lot of work.
But
the scammers, no. Now, if you have some other career, whatever that may be, whether you're earning a lot of money or not, it's like, I feel like I'm going to respect your money because you're working for that. You didn't steal it from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're not cracking cars all day. So I'm not going to spend your money for you. Now, would I be embarrassed if I was the topic of a group chat? Like, Kiki brought her nigga and he didn't even pay. If I knew it was a girl's only thing and he was insisting on coming out, I'm going to be like, well, it's a girl saying, like, if you come, you need to take care of
it. You would let him know beforehand.
Yeah, I'm not going to invite him and then have an attitude that he didn't. But it's like, this is a girl thing. No, don't come, because I'm going to be embarrassed if you don't pay for everybody. Mm-hmm. I would be embarrassed. Would I cut him off? No. But it's like, why did you come? And you know it's a girl thing. Like,
how
you feel about it.
Here's how I feel about it. The girls that I know that would expect, if there's just any nigga, breathing nigga around, that they want him to pay for it, I'm just not bringing my nigga. Especially if it's too many of y'all. Right? Like, I'm just not. Because I do think that it's like,
what if he's wanting to go and he's like pressing it? Are you going to tell him?
I'm just not going to do it. Especially if I already know. I read the vibes. I read the room. And if I already know that he's the type of person where he's not going to do it, I'm just not bringing you. We're not coming. But here's what I will do. The girls that I know where it's like, they're not expecting anything and it's not more than three people, I will bring him. Because I just don't think that it's okay unless it's like you're dating Drake. Not you, but like I'm dating Drake and I bring him out. Obviously, we know he's going to take care of it. It's Drake, my nigga. And if he didn't, then it's like, whoa, I must really have some bad pussy. But like, if it's something like that, like, yeah. But if it's just like, this is my boyfriend, we're both, he's a regular working person, even if he is an entrepreneur, I do think my that sometimes it's a little bit too entitled for bitches to think that this nigga's just gonna take care of the whole tab. Where is your nigga at?
I don't think I've ever actually been in that situation. What would you expect my man to pay for your shit? Excuse me?
It happens, apparently. It happens out here.
I believe you. I've just never been there firsthand. Yeah, and then it's like, honestly, you know the niggas that's gonna pay for everything, and you know who's not.
And that's what I'm saying. But you also know the girls that are gonna expect who you bring around to take care of everything. Every time we go out, it has to be like a certain way. I'm just not gonna bring him around you if he's not gonna do it. And that's a lesson that I've learned, because it's just like, you're fake. And it's like, it. In order for this to go right, my nigga has to provide an experience for y'all. I'm good on that. If you're meeting somebody who I am really seriously involved with, it's not about that.
So the person whose boyfriend came and did not pay, because I'm assuming
for the party, the birthday party. It was a birthday party. And I was okay. Like, that's a little excessive.
And it's not the birthday girl's person.
What? It was the birthday girl who he was dating the friend of the birthday girl.
Right. But not the birthday girl.
Mm-hmm.
Were there other men there?
There was other men there. And
he was supposed to pay for them too?
And that's what she was like. Everybody knew that he owns like a huge company.
Okay.
And everyone expected him to pay for it since he was there.
Oh, just because he got money.
Just because he got money. And I was just like, to me, that's corny. If I was with a nigga that was like, he not paying for it, I would be like, what? That's corny to me, my nigga.
I don't know, but there have been situations, like, even when we're going out this weekend, it's like, people do want to know, are they paying? I just feel like that should be a conversation that you have before you even get to the place. I know who's going to pay for stuff. I know who's not.
That's what I'm saying.
I know that about my friends. I know that about the men that I know. Like, I know. And I don't really care what the hoes want. You get what I'm bringing. Did you invite me? Or not. If I'm invited, I'm coming, that's it. Don't be expecting too much. And don't be counting my nigga into shit. Because he's mine.
He's mine.
Thank you. Well, he don't exist, but yet.
Mine doesn't either.
Well, he exists. I just don't know him yet.
But I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to mind if, like, I do have a nigga that is like, I got it. But I just don't want y'all to expect that he has it. If he stands up and is like, I got it, then he got it. But, like, I don't want everybody to be like, Medina nigga coming in, he got it.
I don't feel like anybody I hang out with on the regular does that, though. That would annoy me. Like, you always expect me to bring the person that's gonna pay. Bitch, where's your money? You don't have nobody that's giving you money. You don't have a job. You don't have any sort of earnings. You don't have any savings. What the fuck? At this point, I'm old. The broke shit is dead to me. We're not on that. You stay home. Period. I'm not going out with you.
I understand. I understand. I don't want to be the topic in a group chat. And I know that I have been.
I don't care. Whatever. Fuck y'all. Talking shit. Anyway, I guess that's it. We'll go ahead and move on to Indecisive Diane. Then we'll ask an advice letter.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want. What he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane, and we're still in the great season of haunted dating horror stories. I'm just playing. Okay, I want you guys to try something different. That's what I love about dates in the fall. Go to a haunted house, even if you're scared, if he's scared. Go there, have fun, laugh a little. Try Nightmare's Gate Haunted House. It's rated number one. Bye, ladies.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. All right. You want to read? Is this me or you? Mm. Oh, this one is long.
Which
is
one?
Yours shorter?
Yes.
Wait, have one.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you read yours. We'll save the other one because it's almost mine.
This one is an advice for living with HSV. So She's basically giving advice to someone that wrote a letter a couple weeks back, and I thought this was very moving to read. So she's not really asking a question. She's just responding to someone that has herpes. Hey, ladies. I absolutely love the show. And Kiki, thank you for the She Orgasms code.
You're very welcome. Please use it. It's me. Kiki said so.
I always use it. Mm-hmm. There was an advice letter from a listener wanting to know about dating with herpes. I was diagnosed in April 2021, that's recent, with the HSV2 genital herpes type 2. And since then, September now, writing this, I've been 5-0 on successful disclosures. My best friend, two past partners, and two potential partners, even got an okay and question mark from one of them before he proceeded to ravish me. I'll save that for a cocktail. I sent her an email and was like, please send the cocktail. I am also in the lifestyle and still attend parties and go to clubs. The difference is now I only play with the partner I'm with who knows my status, but I still enjoy the atmosphere, have fun, and flirt with whomever. I just wanted to offer some reassurance to anyone not feeling confident enough to disclose or date. There are people out there who will understand and love and accept you for you. You are not your diagnosis. Keep up all the great content on here and on Patreon, ladies. Sincerely, still sexy, and she know it. Kissy face.
Hopefully that brings you some encouragement, girl, because, yeah, you're not your status. It's not the end of the world.
It's not.
It's all right.
Niggas don't even care.
All right. So now it's time for us to move on to the cocktails. If you have a cocktail that you want to send us, send it to cocktails.atl@gmail.com. Wait, do we have time?
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a ho, 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 was a ho, 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 was a ho. Do we? I don't know if we have time, but I'm going to give you guys a quick little blurb. Kiki and I had a threesome together, and, you know, we've never been sexually attracted to each other, but we got really drunk at the brunch, and some shit went down. We met a football player. He paid us, and we'll share this story next time.
The whole line. Or maybe she's not. I hope you're signed up for Patreon. Patreon.com/cocktails. Because, you know, we're not clocking shit over here. Sorry, y'all. Be mad if you want to. Whatever. You not sharing your sex life for 6 fucking years on the internet. Make sure you follow us. Again, Patreon. Patreon.com/cocktails. And then also sign up for, or follow us on Instagram @cocktailspodcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.